act like a lady. Goodbye. Well, the nanny is also expected to be a good cook and meal prepper. Things get a little cringe. Have you seen Sex in the City? I am looking for the Magda to my Miranda, minus the judgment. Basically, you have to help run the show and you have to love doing it. Right. If you're going to show up hungover, not for you. Oh, come on. This is getting needlessly prescriptive before the poster throws in some sick driving brags. If you talk on the phone while you're driving and don't use Bluetooth, or if you text at all while driving, ever stop because you're operating heavy machinery and you could kill yourself or someone else. But also, don't even think of applying. I have never gotten a ticket. I don't speed. I signal my turns at 100 feet ahead. I come to a complete stop. If that bugs you, move on. If you're going to do anything like that with my daughter in the vehicle, don't apply, period. If you think it's cute to toss babies in the air, oh my gosh, no. If you have a temper, if your blood pressure goes up when a baby cries, if you think it's funny to joke about babies, GTFO. If you are passive-aggressive, Minnesota nice, and will dislike something, lie about it, and then hold it against us, go make a hot dish in someone else's house. We're straight shooters, but honesty without tact is cruelty. How do you think it's going to be to work for that boss? Hello, Shawnee. Murphy's Law. Reb.
You'd be walking Danae. A fine line.
Not just a fine line. What a prick.
I know.
You know, I mean, I could not work for somebody like that.
Well, yeah. And I don't think too many people would be working for that person for very long.
I couldn't.
Right.
But you're not going to be that guy.
No.
No, who would you be?
I'm more like the type that, you know, I'm kind of a laid-back person anyway. So I pretty much the same way as a supervisor. But, you know, if it comes back on me from my boss that they're not doing their job, I've got to tell them.
You mean like when the proverbial doo-doo runs downhill?
That's right.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, I'm kind of that way, too.
That's the only time they're really going to hear me growl.
Well, I expect people to work hard.
Yeah.
If you're working for me, work your butt off. I'm going to compensate it. Right. You know what I mean? You're going to get compensated for working that hard.
Right.
But if you don't want to work hard, don't work for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
There's a lot of perks with working hard. However, I hate two things in this world. Laziness and liars. If you're dishonest, that's the first way to piss me off and like ruin a relationship with me forever. Don't ever lie to me ever, because you can ask my kids, even my kids as friends.
A liar's worse than a thief.
Don't ever lie to Mr. Hansen. That's
the thief will always eventually get caught.
Well, it's not even just a thief. I mean, just lying.
Right.
It's a personality trait that I consider scumbaggish.
Yeah.
Is that even a word, scumbaggish?
Well, it is now.
All right. It is now. Hello, Roger Rabbit.
Your Irish word of the day. Scumbag.
Yeah. You know, scumbaggish. People are laughing about that one right now.
Oh, they're sitting in a pub in Ireland.
Yeah, you know what I did? I feel bad because I just gave, you know, the wives out there are going to be with their husbands. Their husbands are going to come home tonight after a hard day's work. And they're going to get home. And the husbands are going to do what we do. And, you know, we get a little lazy, you know. It's funny. Women can go to work and then they come home and they'll cook something. And, you know, we're not like that. It's not built that way. So pretty soon you're going to hear wives come home and say, quit being so scumbaggish. Get off your arse and go do something. Am I the only one that does things around here? Nothing gets done if I don't do it myself. You know, like, what's wrong with you? Or you know where I'm going with that, right?
I know exactly.
But hey, you know, it is what it is. What do you got, brother?
Oh, let's see here. Closeted Dog is the name of this.
The Closet Dog.
Closeted Dog.
Hmm.
Man builds $5,000 home for his dog and his closet with fireplace and TV.
Ooh.
A dog is a man's best friend, and sometimes best friends deserve special treats.
Sorry, Shawnee said so. Mr. Hansen, so basically you hate lawyers and politicians. Right. He knows me too well.
Exactly, yeah. One pet owner has gone the extra mile. However, spending more than $5,000 to create a luxurious house for his golden retriever, Teddy, and a closet under the stairs, the jaw-dropping transformation was first posted to TikTok in March by Jonathan Lohr from South Carolina, known as the At The Home Project guy on the social media site. This clip, I won't show you the clip. A gray stone facade makes it look like a real house with white planks and darker beams to represent a roof. The entrance has a welcome mat that reads Teddy's House, as well as lanterns either side. The video then shows the home's interior, which can be accessed by humans via a side door, and it is absolutely adorable, it says. It comes with a working fire and flat-screen TV, as well as a portrait of a teddy hanging on the wall. Your thoughts, Mr. Hams?
That's all I got to say about that.
You know, the dog gets his own TV. Come on now. This is a little...
I mean, you know, people love spoiling their pets, but, you know, to me, spoiling your pet is giving them a treat or, you know, when they roll over, like, but rubbing their belly for an extra 10 minutes.
Hell, I don't even have that.
Right, and a flat screen that's...
like, this dog's got more than I got.
I you know, but my wife literally will sometimes leave the TV on, like, if we're going to be gone for a little while. She'll leave the TV on so it calms them down. Do you do that too?
Yeah, I leave the TV on if I'm running up the street and coming back.
Well, yeah.
Just to have a light, especially at nighttime.
I've had a story that literally I've had for a long, long time. And I haven't got to it. Even though I've put it in the description of every show that we've done this week, I haven't got to it.
Right.
Okay, so I'm just going to, like, do it. Is that okay with you?
Fine, do it.
Because I it's a heartfelt story. You know what I mean? It's not like dog houses that are mansions or anything, but
right.
The last wild macaw in Rio is lonely and looking for love. And when I saw this, I immediately thought of you. Lonely and looking for love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of reminds you of you, don't it?
Yeah.
Some have claimed she's indulging in a forbidden romance. More likely, loneliness compels her to seek the company at Rio de Janeiro's zoo. Either way, a blue and yellow macaw, the zookeepers named Juliet, is believed to be the only wild bird of its kind left in the Brazilian city where the birds once flew far and wide. Almost every morning for the last two decades, Juliet has appeared. She swoops onto the zoo enclosure where macaws are kept and through its fence, engages in grooming behavior that looks like conjugal canoodling. and sometimes she just sits there relishing the presence of others. She is quieter, shyer, more coy than her squawking chums. Blue and yellow macaws live to be about 35 years old, and Juliet, no spring chicken, should have found a lifelong mate years ago, according to Naive Guedes, president of the Hyacinth Macaw Institute and Environmental Group. But Juliet hasn't coupled, built a nest, or had chicks, so at most, she's just still dating. They're social birds, and that means they don't like to live alone. Whether in nature or captivity, they need company, said Guidas, who also coordinates a project that researches macaws in urban settings. Juliet very probably feels alone, and for that reason, goes to the enclosure to communicate and interact. Your thoughts, Mr. Baker?
Oh, I don't know where you begin.
I mean, that story was relative to you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it hit home.
I think that's it did a little bit. I mean,
because we've talked on the side,
right?
I mean, it's loneliness is because of COVID.
Loneliness sucks.
And the code, I don't want to say that word again.
Yeah, don't say that word.
Because that'll get us hurt.
It just sucks being lonely.
It does.
You know what I mean? And then finding a decent, like, okay, let's just talk about macaws for a second. Yeah. How hard is it to find a macaw to find another decent macaw? You know, how hard is it for a single lady macaw to find a single decent male macaw that will fulfill her needs, you know, emotionally? You know, spiritually, right. Physically.
Right.
How hard is that to find?
Probably hard.
Yeah. I want you to think about this. Two decades. Two decades, this macaw has been flying into an enclosure, into a cage.
I know. Yeah. And I know how that animal feels.
Right.
Well, I mean,
See, I wanted to bring up some like violin music. You know what I mean?
The Sopranos.
Yeah. yeah, you know.
Not the Sopranos. The
Sopranos. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know. So what else you got for us before we get into the thing?
Oh, okay. A Stairway to Her Basement.
We've been trying really hard, folks. We've been like,
am I singing?
Well, not your singing, but the volume that comes out of your mouth. We're trying.
We're trying.
Have you noticed, folks? Have you noticed that Dan has been practicing in the mirror at work? I've noticed.
I have.
But I've got the earphones on. You know what I mean? Go ahead and reel it in, brother.
All right. Woman finds stairs inside her cupboard leading to secret basement.
Ooh.
I wonder if the dog area is in the same location.
Well, you know.
All right. A woman found a scary basement lurking beneath the floorboards in her house, complete with shelves and posters. Posting under the TikTok name Abby, she revealed a whole new level has been discovered in their home.
A whole new level.
After uncovering a flight of stairs inside a cupboard. She shared a clip online revealing the layout, showing the space under the existing flight of stairs to the upper floor where a fake floor had been. It adjoins the kitchen with cleaning products, appliances, and food packets scattered around the house in Birmingham, UK.
I'm glad you brought this story up. I kind of feel like the Hobbs twins right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, right?
I don't know. I do because I got a story
right
that you brought up that you don't even know about.
Oh, okay.
All right. So go ahead about the secret room.
Okay. Abby revealed they have previously stashed their vacuum cleaner over the entrance with no clue what lay beneath. We usually put the Hoover in that spot over the stairs, and it sounded hollow, she said.
The Hoover.
Hoover.
I haven't heard that name in a while, like, you know, flip it on.
Right. After removing the fake floor inside the cupboard, a video shows a grimy set of stairs leading down to a dark, dirty room, which we do not have the video, with
dark
debris on the floor and exposed brick walls. Abby said, I can't believe what we just found in our storage cupboard. Someone has 100% been down there. What the?
Yeah. What the? Well,
they filmed the vast space, which is tall enough to stand in. Which had remnants of old posters on the walls and even some shelves still up. Mm. One wall features a built-in archway, suggesting it may have been a focal point when it was a functioning part of the property. Your thoughts, Mr. Hans?
Don't really got any. Dragging. You know, it's Friday. I'm just thinking about the weekend.
Oh, you're thinking about the wedding.
No, I do got a secret room story, though. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. People are going to think this is weird. When you think of Benjamin Franklin, what do you think of?
Ben Franklin flew a kite.
Bzz.
Yep.
Yeah. He got one of the those. You know.
You got that, but it was without the kite.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Well. But I got to tell you, did you know that they found bodies in a secret room underneath Benjamin Franklin's home? I'm serious.
Serial killer Ben Franklin.
Okay, that's what I was thought. So I did. I started doing some research, and I was like, okay, something's going on weird here because I know a lot about my founding fathers, and I never thought that Benjamin Franklin was a serial killer.
Wow.
Well, okay. Benjamin Franklin lived in London in a house at 36 Craven Street. In 1776, Franklin left his English home to come back to America. And more than 200 years later, 15 bodies were discovered and found in his basement, buried in a secret windowless room beneath his garden. Do you believe that?
No.
Well, it's honest to God truth. This is Smithsonian Magazine. In 1998, conservationists were doing repairs on 36 Craven Street, looking to turn Franklin's old house into a museum. From a 1 meter wide to 1 meter deep pit, over 1,200 pieces of bone were retrieved. Remnants of more than a dozen bodies including six children, were found in his home.